Oh, good evening. I do want to ask for an interest in your prayers. Everybody knows me, knows I need them. I'm a person of few words, so I tend to read a lot. I know when our brother David asked me, I think it was last week, if I'd preach tonight, I made it a matter of prayer, and I have two scriptures that mainly stayed on my mind that I prayed about a few times. So I'm going to start there. And looking out, I know that the scriptures I'm going to be reading, we all know, but I know they've been given to us. The Lord knew what we'd be in need of. And the first one is going to 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. And I think this one kind of stays in my mind, knowing the times that we're living in. Starting first verse. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, travail, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. And I know we're not in darkness. We know the times that we are living in. We don't know exactly when the Lord will return, but we know we're in those times. And we know that this time has been given to us. It's a time to be doing his work, following the scriptures and the commandments that he has given unto us to help us in this time. Going down to the fifth verse. Ye are the children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And we know that that light is the Lord, that light is Christ. And I know, again, this time has been given to us to draw closer unto him. And I know there's a scripture on telling of that light in the Book of Mormon I was going to read later. But again, I just wanted to say that I know it is our desire to be doing the things that are right and pleasing in this time that he has given unto us. And the Book of Mormon tells us that this time has been given to us as a time to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord. Time to be following the scriptures, commandments he has given to us. And I'd like just to read two of them. First one's on page 346. This is Alma, I believe the eighth chapter. Ninth chapter. Start maybe with the 40th verse. But we see that death cometh upon mankind. Yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amulek, which is a temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And also, Alma 16. I think it's about page 430. Alma 16. I mean, I'll start with the 227th verse. I would that ye... I would that ye would come forth and harden not your hearts any longer. Behold, now is the time and the day of your salvation, and therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is a time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their labors. And I know it is our desire to be doing those things that are pleasing and right before our Heavenly Father, following the scriptures, the commandments that the Lord knew we would be in need of, that he has given unto us. Going back to 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter and the 7th verse. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Going to verse 9. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with, we shall live together with him. And again, I know that is our desire, and that's our desire of our Lord, to obtain that salvation. We know that he doesn't want to lose one of his creation. Now go over into 3 John and read us a couple verses. On John 3:16, may I start with the 15th, or 14th, no, 15th. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And we know the Lord didn't come to condemn the world, but to save his creation. And I know it is our desire, again, to be following those scriptures and commandments, that we do those things that are pleasing before the Lord, to draw us closer to him, to keep us in that straight way. As it says there, he came to save his creation. And no, he doesn't want to lose anyone. Going to 11th verse. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye ought to do. And I know that we do need to do that. Help one another, pray for one another, love one another. Going to the 12th verse. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for the word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And again, I know it is our desire to be following that which is from the Lord, that which is good, his scriptures, his commandments. We want to do those things to be pleasing in his sight, that will draw us closer to him, that will keep us in that straight way before him. I know that's all of our desires. I know sometimes when I look at myself, I look at myself falling some short before him. But I know we do want to draw closer to him and do what's pleasing before him. On to 16. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And again, like I said, all praise and thanks goes to the Lord. We know that. And I know we want, again, to keep in that straight way before him. I know I'm repeating myself, but do the things that are right before him. On to 19. Quench not the Spirit. We need to let his Spirit work on us, work in us, be following him. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Hold on to that which the Lord will give us. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace shall sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. And again, that's where we want to be found blameless before him, to be doing the things that will keep us in the straight way before him. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Brethren, pray for us. And I know that we need to pray for one another. And I know we do pray for one another. And I know I have been blessed by the prayers of brothers and sisters. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. And I know we need that grace in our lives, that love from the Lord. And I know that's what the Lord wants for us too, is that grace and that love. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to read the 27th verse again. So I think Paul, in the way he worded that, was trying to tell us of the importance of this chapter, this scripture. So I don't think we've seen that written anywhere else, but 27th verse, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. I believe he knew the importance of what is in this chapter for us today. I'd like to go over into I'm going to go back and just read one verse again in that chapter. And then I'm going to go over to Philippians, second chapter. Going back and reading that fifth verse. Ye are the children of light. And I know this is where we want to be, that children of light. That light is Christ. We want to be the children of Christ. And the children of the day, not of night, nor of darkness. Over to Philippians, into the second chapter. Maybe I'll start with the first verse here. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And I know the Lord does want us to be one before him. That one accord, the same love, the same mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem himself better than themselves. Each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. To need to help one another. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I was going to read this one scripture there and come back here. It's in page 73 in the Book of Mormon, 3rd Nephi, I believe it's the 12th chapter, 25th and 26th verse. And this is the Lord speaking here. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up on the cross. And after that I have been lifted up on the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And I know this tells us that the Lord did the will of his Father. He followed the commandments of his Father, showing us the way. He's following those commandments that have been given us to keep us in the straight way before him. Going to the 9th verse. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we know all praise and glory goes to the Lord. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to do his will and do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. And I know this next verse is where we want to be before the Lord. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And we see so many things happening in the world around us today. I know here's telling us that we need to shine as lights in the world, that the Lord needs to shine in us before the world. On the 16th verse, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. And I know that our, again here, our trust, our faith needs to be in the Lord. And if our faith and trust is in the Lord, he will be with us in our lives. And I know it is our desire to be doing his will, drawing closer to him, keeping in the straight way before him. Going to read one Psalm, 33rd Psalm. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument and 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his words are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths and storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And I know again the next verse is where we want to be. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And I know that's where we want to be again, to be chosen and to be with the Lord in his kingdom, to have eternal life with him. I'm going to go over to 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. And I've always liked this chapter and wonder how it's going to be when the Lord is with us. And this is when he's with his people there, talking to them, speaking to them, teaching them. Start with the first verse. And now it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words, he looked round about again on the multitude, and he said unto them, Behold, my time is at hand. I perceive that you are weak, that you cannot understand all my words, which I am commanded of the Father to speak unto you. Therefore, go into your homes and ponder upon the things which I have said, and ask the Father in my name that ye may understand, and prepare your minds for tomorrow, and I come unto you again. And I think that's counseling for us, that as we come here to worship together, to hear his spoken word, that as we go home, that we, as it says here, ponder upon those things that have been given to us. Think on those things. Make it a matter of prayer, what has been given to us. And I know that is what the Lord desires. And in that third verse, prepare your minds for tomorrow. And it's something I've been trying to do before I come. It's always making a matter of prayer that I may receive that which the Lord has for us here. I make it a matter of prayer. And I pray for also for my brother who may be up here, that the Lord will be with him to bring forth those things that the Lord has placed upon his heart that we are in need of. We know the Lord knows what we are in need of, but more than what we do. And I know they've been given to us to help us, to lead us, direct us in this time. The fifth verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had thus spoken, he cast his eyes round about again on the multitude, and behold, they were in tears, and to look steadfastly upon him, as if they would ask him to tarry a little longer with them. And I look at that and I just wonder again how it would have been to be there, that they have those tears of joy. And I know that we have had those tears. We have felt the Lord's Spirit here with us and some of our prayer and testimony services. And I know the Lord is desirous of that. And he said unto them, behold, my bowels are filled with compassion toward you. Have you any that are sick among you? Have you any that are lame or blind or halt or maimed or leprous or that are withered or that are deaf or that are afflicted in any manner? Bring them hither and I will heal them. For I have compassion upon you. My bowels are filled with mercy, for I perceive that ye desire that I should show unto you what I have done unto my brethren at Israel. For I see that your faith is sufficient that I should heal you. And I know that we need that faith as we come before the Lord. We know the Lord can heal us. I know I have been blessed in many things. The Lord has helped me through. And I know all of you have been blessed at times from the Lord and through administration. I know it is our desire, again, to continue to draw closer to him. And it came to pass that when Jesus had thus spoken, all the multitude with one accord did go forth with their sick, with their afflicted, and their lame, and with their blind, and with their dumb, and with all they that were afflicted in any manner, and he did heal them, every one, as they were brought forth unto him. And they did all, both they who had been healed and they who were whole, bow down at his feet and worship him. And I know that's so important for us. When we have received those blessings, When we have received those blessings from the Lord, when our brothers and sisters have received those blessings, that we go to the Lord and we thank the Lord, we praise Him, and we give all the glory to Him. And I know that is our desire before Him. 11th verse, and as many as could come, for the multitude did kiss his feet, insomuch that they did bathe his feet with their tears. And it came to pass that he commanded that their little children should be brought. So they brought the little children and sat them down upon the ground round about him. And Jesus stood in the midst. And the multitude gave way till they had all been brought forth, brought unto him. It came to pass when they had all been brought and Jesus stood in the midst, he commanded the multitude that they should kneel down upon the ground. And it came to pass that when they had knelt upon the ground, Jesus groaned within himself and saith, Father, I am troubled because of the wickedness of the people of the house of Israel. And I looked back at that and was wondering if he was troubled with that at that time. How he must feel when he looks around in the world today. We see so many things happening. And when he had said these words, he himself also knelt upon the earth. And behold, he prayed unto the Father. And the things which he prayed cannot be written. And the multitude did bear record who heard him. And after this manner do they bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has ear heard before, so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And let's think how blessed they were to be there at that time. And no tongue can speak, neither can there be written by any man, neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive the joy which filled our souls at the time we heard and pray for us. And I know it's that same joy that we have, that we know that we can go to the Lord, to pray unto the Lord, and he will go to the Father for us. And that should be a joy to us. 20th verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had made an end of praying unto the Father, he arose, but so great was the joy of the multitude that they were overcome. And it came to pass that when Jesus spake unto them and bade them arise, and they arose from the earth, and he said unto them, blessed are ye because of your faith, and now my joy is full. And I know this is where we want to be before the Lord. That he can look at us, that he could say, blessed are ye because of your faith. I know that's where our faith, our trust, our love needs to be. And now behold, my joy is full. That he could have this joy when he looks at us. And when he had said these words, he wept. And the multitude bare record of it. And he took their little children, one by one, and blessed them, and prayed unto the Father for them. And when he had done this, he wept again. And he spake unto the multitude, and saith unto them, behold, your little ones. And I know we've been blessed in the last month or so to have a couple baby blessings. And I know it is a Lord, blessing from the Lord that we have this. And I kind of look at my family. I know we've been, our daughters were blessed. And I look back at my own life, growing up and where we were in Wisconsin. And I know I did many things that weren't too smart as a little kid. I know I shouldn't probably say what they were, but we lived by some pretty good sized sand areas. We used to dig tunnels through them, which could have been not good at the time. And we lived by railroad tracks for quite a few years. And I know a lot of times they'd be left there on the sides, and we'd get on them and we'd run on top and play on them. And once in a while, when they'd start out, the boxcar kind, we'd hop on the side and catch a ride. And I look back at that and I can see where most of it wasn't too smart, but I can see where I was watched over and protected. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this opportunity we have to bring our children before the Lord. I'd like to go over now to the same chapter, to the next part here. They were given the sacrament, so I'm going to go over to start with maybe verse 39. And when the disciples had done this, Jesus said unto them, Blessed are ye for this thing which ye have done. For this is fulfilling my commandments, and this does witness unto the Father that ye are willing to do that which I have commanded you. And I know that is the desire of each one of us, do those things that the Lord commands us. And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in my name. And ye shall do it in remembrance of my blood, which was shed for you. And ye shall, that ye may witness unto the Father that ye do always remember me. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my spirit to be with you. And we know that we need that Spirit, that Holy Spirit from the Lord. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. When the rains descends and the floods come, the winds blow and beat upon them, they shall fall. And the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And I know that is our desire, to follow those commandments of the Lord has given us, that the Father gave him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And I know that, look around us in the world today, that Satan is trying to draw people away. We know he is at work. Again, it is our desire to stay in that straight and narrow path before him, before the Lord. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. I know that is our desire, to pray with one another. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And we know again that the Lord is that light. He has set the example for us. He has did the will of our Heavenly Father. He followed the commandments the Lord or the God gave him, setting that example. And I know that's where we want to be, is following those commandments that the Lord has given us. I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight to help us in this time that we have here before the Lord. Time to be following the scriptures, the commandments, the love that he's given unto us, doing the things that would be pleasing in his sight. I had just two more scriptures in the Book of Mormon. First one is on page 225. It's one verse. It's King Benjamin. It's Mosiah, 3rd chapter, 21st verse. Therefore, I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that ye may be brought to heaven, where I know we all want to be, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Amen. And also go over to page 215. And I know it's a scripture I close with quite often. But I know this is where we want to be. May I start with the 86th verse. This is Mosiah 1. Start with the 86th verse. O all ye old men, and also ye young men and ye little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. I know where we want to be, keeping those commandments in that blessed and happy state. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never ending happiness. And again, I know this is where we want to be. Thank you.